Major Brippo?
Yes, this is Major Brippo right here.
All right. First and foremost, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out this morning to chat with us for a few minutes. I got to tell you, I'm recording. Can I go ahead and get your name and title for the record?
My name is Major John Brippo.
All right, then. So, what can you tell us about what is going on out there in terms of recent events, any recent successes or challenges you guys are facing as it stands right now?
Well, it's a pretty broad question, but what I can tell you relates to East Bakuba, where my battalion has its battle space. In the last couple months, we have made pretty significant progress in terms of countering the Al-Qaeda threat in and around East Bakuba, and continue to make combined efforts with the local Iraqi police and the local Iraqi army.
And how have your forces worked together, and in what ways in terms of cooperation or information sharing or so forth?
Well, we actually operate together on a daily basis, down to the company, platoon, and squad level, and have leadership interaction at the brigade and battalion level. We have a number of combat outposts throughout East Bakuba in our battle space, where we have Iraqi Army units that actually live with our coalition force soldiers, where they conduct patrols every single day.
As you work against Al-Qaeda in that battle space, what are some of the challenges you guys are facing?
Well, I think the biggest challenge we confront is the IED threat, which is prevalent throughout many battle spaces. The other threat that we encountered early on during our occupation here in East Bakuba was a suicide threat that was manifested in both suicide bombers and suicide vehicle bombers. That suicide threat seems to have diminished somewhat. The IED threat we have pushed outside of the urban area, and now really only encounter it on the periphery and in the countryside.
And how long has that decline been kind of working its way down?
I would say that since our arrival in November, we had a spike in activity through the end of last calendar year. Had some challenges early in January, but since January to date, I think the IED threat has been markedly diminished.
And what specifically, what kind of work allowed you guys to push back those threats to the periphery?
Well, I think the biggest factor in our success against the IED threat is our work with the Iraqi police and Iraqi army. During our clearance operations, we ensure that we've got a plan not only to clear terrain, but also to hold that terrain based on Iraqi security force presence and our continued coalition force patrols in those areas, so that AQI doesn't have a chance to come back in and reseed with IEDs.
And have you done any work with the infrastructure, and what kind of challenges do you face there?
We do work with the infrastructure by virtue of some civil affairs teams that are part of our task force. Some of the things that are most preoccupy us in this province is water, and to a slightly lesser degree, electricity. Diyala and our battle space is primarily an agricultural province that is highly dependent on the water flow, and many of our reconstruction efforts focus on canals, both cleaning them, working some of the dams and locks, as well as trying to create some new waterways. As far as electricity goes, much of that deals with basically transformers that continually burn out inside the city, and trying to ensure that electricity gets out to those outlying areas that we have recently cleared and continue to hold.
All right, and what kind of goals do you guys have coming up, I guess, short and long term, in terms of your immediate battle space?
Our short-term goals are really to continue pushing out that concentric circle of control out from East Bakuba, to again push that IED threat and AQI threat farther and farther from the urban area of East Bakuba itself. Long term, We work every day with our Iraqi security forces to ensure that they become a self-sustaining security force that really will take the forefront of security operations.
All right, then. Well, I think that's everything I had off the top of my head. Is there anything that you guys think the public needs to know that I might have neglected to ask about?
Just would like to share with the American public back home that their soldiers continue to perform absolutely magnificently over here. Now that we've been here for over a year, soldiers continue to perform their mission without complaint. And also that we appreciate all the support from all the families and friends back at home from Fort Lewis, the greater Seattle area, and the country as a whole.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it.